He's working here. Well, they are beginning now, as they've been educated here, while they're beginning to work, they make a good hand.
Well, I noticed this difference over in Durant, up around Caddo. I talked to a man for a little while. I didn't interview him, but I just visited with him. He was part Chickasaw.
Yeah.
He said his brother was chief of the tribe.
Yeah.
He'd been educated in Washington and Lee University, had a law degree. And I went down south, down the bottoms. The people there were, to a great extent, from Mississippi.
Yeah.
I think
the Mississippians was mostly settled here in the southern part of Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
I sure do.
That's very interesting. I was curious about that.
When they came here, I lived down at about 4 miles, 3 miles south of town. 3 miles from the city limits, I'd catch it, maybe 2.5. And we were boys growing up down there, and that was two of the Ford boys. We thought it strange, and I'll show you something else they did when they came here. An Indian woman would have a little baby. They called them papooses. And they'd make them something that fit over the shoulder. They drop that little papoose in the sack on the back and walk right down Main Street. Yes. But what I started to tell you a minute ago, way up about 8:30 or 9 o'clock, you might look out across the prairie there and there'd go a string of Indians. That was those Mississippi Choctaw. And they'd prepare them a long stick, club. And they'd just start out, string out, going across that prairie. And if a cottontail rabbit jumped up, he better go the other way. If he starts this way, they'll knock him down short.
Throw it or?
With that club. He can't get through, they'll hit him short. I've seen him with 4 or 5 rabbits in his hands.
My goodness, just...
That's the way they got their meat.
Must have taken a great deal of skill.
Yeah, I'll tell you something else. Those Indians had a hard time when they first came here.
I bet they did.
They sure did.
Does your wife have anything she calls a pantry?
That's where you store your groceries if you've got it. She has one.
What does she call it?
She calls it the grocery. The grocery room, I believe, where she called it. Anyhow, it's right there in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
It opens right back in there. It's about a place about as big from this place and out from here. Right up over there, there's a drop door that you could, if you wanted to, go up in the attic. But she's got it moved back and on order to have ventilation, but she won't put nothing up there. And this pantry has shelves on two sides, one in the back and one on the left of the door. Boy, that's full of junk. And now when she, we don't have a storm out, when she canned up a lot of stuff, it all goes in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's where she sold it.
They're handy. We don't have one. I wish we did, though.
Well, we've got to have that. You see, in World War II, it's coming up. They got all my boys but one that were living.
Mm.
In service.